Well, we took a week off, but we are back now with another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Ann Litt, DJ with KCRW in Santa Monica, California, is back with us again. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Jeremy. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you. And let's get right to the music. You wanted us to hear from the Irish singer-songwriter Damien Rice, who is out with his first solo album in 8 years. Here he is with I Don't Want to Change You.
Wherever you are, we know that I adore you. No matter how far, well, I can go before you. And if ever you need someone, well, not that you need helping.
Okay, first of all, I like that sound a lot. And second of all, I want to just say, for people who may remember, Damien Rice had a very successful album in 2002. His next album did not go over as well. He told the LA Times, "I basically crashed and burned at the end of the last tour. Now he's back." What do you think of it?
Well, I think it's beautiful. I think it's sweet and satisfying. And I think the thing I love about this song in particular is that the words are absolutely beautifully simple, but the emotion and the passion is what I heard in Damien Rice's debut album. And he's back with that, you know, self-effacing as always, but with that inner core of just heart and passion.
Wherever you go, I can always follow. I can feed this real slow. If it's a lot to swallow.
And a really nice, smooth sound there as well.
Beautiful. The orchestration is lovely. It doesn't overpower what he's doing, the poetry he's bringing with the lyrics. It just complements it oh so sweetly.
All right, well, now to the Brooklyn indie rock group TV on the Radio. They're releasing their fifth album this week. You wanted us to hear something from that. Here is Careful You.
Oui, je t'aime, oui, je t'aime. À demain, à la prochaine. It's best to say goodbye, but I can't seem to move away. Not to say, not to say that you shouldn't share the blame. There is a softness to your touch. There is a wonder to your ways. No, no. How I feel, what's the deal? Is it real? When's it gonna go down?
Another great but very different sound there, and I understand this is the first album that they have made since the death of one of their members, bassist Gerard Smith, who died of lung cancer in 2011. What do you hear in this album?
Well, I think what I hear is emotion, similar to Damien Rice, but it presented in a completely different way. This is raw. They came to Los Angeles. In fact, a couple of the members of the band now live in Los Angeles. They recorded it here. And the thing about TV on the Radio and the way their albums emerge is that they go their separate ways after a project, and you never know when you'll hear from them again. So every TV on the Radio album, to me, is a gift. And in this album in particular, and referencing the death of their close band member, I just hear raw emotion, especially in this song.
You know, I recognized this song as soon as I heard it, and I don't know whether that's because I've heard it just listening to the KCRW music app, which I do very frequently.
Well, I have to say, this has been a favorite among all of our DJs, and I do think it strikes a chord. The song starts out saying, oui, je t'aime, à demain, à la prochaine. I know it's best to say goodbye, but I can't seem to move away. And I think that pretty much encapsulates the spirit of the entire album.
Well, while you're speaking French, let's move along to a group called Let's. This is Charles de Gaulle.
I'd like to thank Charles de Gaulle. Thank the police and all. A quarantine that changed my world. When our life became a swirl, we got some fears we need to break. And I know that you're afraid. Perhaps you're young and I am old. I'll still love you when I'm bones. I'll still love you when I'm bones.
Tell us about Let's.
Well, Let's is the project of Christian Let's. He plays guitar and sings in Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. And this is his first solo release. And collaborating on the release, he got together with Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons. The two bands toured together last year. And he played Marcus Mumford some of his demos, and he loved them. And so members of Mumford & Sons and Edward Sharpe are playing on Let's' debut album.
And Marcus Mumford, by the way, is part of the new group, the New Basement Tapes, right?
Exactly. And we're going to play a song called Kansas City.
Okay, let's listen to that.
And you tell me a thousand things a day, then sleep somewhere else at night, going back to Kansas City. And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same song? And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? I'm going back to Kansas City.
Okay, I mentioned Marcus Mumford, but there are a lot of other people in this group that many of our listeners may know very well.
Absolutely. T-Bone Burnett got a call from Bob Dylan's publisher about a year or so ago saying, you know, we just found an old box of Bob Dylan lyrics from back in the basement tape sessions, and would you like to do something with them? And T-Bone said, yes. And so he assembled Elvis Costello, Marcus Mumford, Jim James, who you may know from My Morning Jacket, Rhiannon Giddens, who's part of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and Taylor Goldsmith, who is in the band Dawes. And these five musicians, along with T-Bone, went into Capitol Studios earlier this year for 2 weeks and just did a freewheeling session where they wrote music to go with these old Bob Dylan lyrics.
And what do you like about their sound?
What I love about their sound is those five musicians and T-Bone, the producer, love each other, support each other. And the collaboration that went on to create this album comes through. It is dripping off every song on this album. And one of the reasons I wanted to play Kansas City for you is that there's a documentary that's debuting on Showtime this coming Friday night, the 21st, about the making of the New Basement Tapes album called Lost on the River. And this song in particular, Kansas City, has a real story, a through line in the documentary, really about the difficulty, the challenges of songwriting, and then the joy when it comes out beautifully on the other side.
Ann Litt, DJ with KCRW in Santa Monica, California. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
You don't care if I'm asleep or I'm awake.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now.
And you know, Jeremy, I have downloaded that Damian Rice song that we heard at the very beginning. I listened to it over and over and over again.
I think that's my favorite one. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now.